Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey with some extremely local news for us. Good morning, Seamus. How are you doing today?
Bob, I'm doing great. Good morning to you.
Let's talk about what's happening in Lincoln Park and this beautiful North Pond that a lot of us have enjoyed over the years. Just a great place to just hang out, gaze, meditate. A lovely little body of water there just west of Lakeshore Drive. It's drying up, isn't it?
It is. It's, more distressing news being reported by Block Club Chicago. but yes, this 36-acre nature sanctuary, it's the one, there's a lot of ponds and lagoons over there. This is the one right behind the Peggy Notebaert Museum. And it's just, it's been beaten down a little bit just by erosion. That's the main thing. It's really been filling up with sediment, which sort of feeds off itself. It chokes out some of the nutrients, and it builds up algae. And so it's drying up. In some spots, it's only 2 feet deep. And it's going to need a little bit of help from people working on it. Excuse me. There's a campaign now to raise about $7 million. The idea is to dredge up a big portion of it, cut down some of the trees on the sides of it, and really give it a chance to sort of help itself. This was built in the 1880s. It's an entirely man-made pond. So that, part of the problem is it's not fed by the lake. So there is city water that gets pumped into it. But the idea is to really clean it up, create a filtering system where rainwater can flow back into it better from other parts of the park, and even put down some high-tech polymers to help have a little bit less water loss. So there's a lot of hope for it. It is a beautiful sanctuary for Chicagoans. So and there's a lot of support behind it. They've already raised about $5 million towards this effort, and they hope to get this work going next year and maybe get it done by 2022.
Yeah, the history of that Lincoln Park North Pond is pretty interesting. Built in the 1880s, home to a couple hundred migratory bird species and dozens of threatened or endangered species, and they partially restored it in the 90s, and they really spiffed it up, but I guess it's been neglected since then, hasn't it?
Right, and the project they did in the 90s, it did a lot of work to it, but what they didn't do is go in there with the heavy equipment and dredge up a lot of the sediment that's building up over the last 140 years. So that would be a key part of this planned construction. Go down to as deep as 8 feet in some areas and really just sort of like, give it a good cleaning and then help it help itself.
All right, let's move south and talk about the Auburn Park Metro Station along the Rock Island Line and what's happening with that.
Well, this is a project that hasn't been quite as long in the making as the North Pond restoration, but they've been State Senator Jacqueline Collins has been trying for years to get a metro station in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood. They had it all set. It's going to be at 79th and Low, but when the state got into all its numerous budget problems in the last 5 years or so, they scrapped the project. They put the money on hold, but it has been released now. The state senator told local residents in the last couple of days the project is back planned. They're hoping to even get some construction going before Christmas. It's going to be a whole brand new depot for the metro along the Rock Island line. They're going to knock down a couple buildings and put up a big structure there with elevators and staircases and everything to get everyone up to the track. So it'll be a new stop for folks on the way in and out of town. And they're hoping really it's going to give a little shot of economic health to that neighborhood in the Auburn Gresham area.
So construction is supposed to start in a few weeks, isn't it?
In a few weeks, yeah. They've got some site prep work to do, sort of that boring underground stuff where they're going to have to turn off water for a section of the area and shut down some things. But in earnest, it should really get going next year. And they're thinking it could take about 3 years before it's all ready to go. But there's some renderings of it at blockclubchicago.org if you want to see what it looks like if you're into train stations. It's like a cool modern one they're going to put up there.
Metra's Rock Island Line, and that will be built just south of 79th Street. And finally, what does this man deserve? A shout out and a salute. Timuel Black. Tell us the story of Dr. Black, Seamus.
Oh, this is, you know, just a Chicago icon. Timuel Black, he's in the news because he turned 102 on Monday. There was a birthday party for him in Bronzeville. He came out with his wife, and there was a caravan of cars coming in and honking for him. You know, Timuel Black moved to Chicago in 1919, which is just amazing to think about. And he's just been a part of so many sections of Chicago history and African-American history. He's been a high school teacher, an educator, a professor, the city's historian, author. He helped organize for with Dr. King, for Harold Washington, Barack Obama. At the birthday party, Jesse Jackson stopped by, and Timuel Black said, "Oh, I knew Jesse when he was a little boy." You know, Jesse's 79 years old, so you know, he is seen. He's seen a little bit of everything, and he's really, you know, helped teach Chicago's kids for years and years, and that's still his push. He's sharp as a tack, was just encouraging young people to get involved, and so we wish happy birthday to Dr. Timuel Black, 102 years young this week.
Yeah, I was reading about him. Served in World War II when Barack Obama became a community organizer. He said, "I need to know Tim Black," and Harold Washington's successful mayoral campaign in 83 came about in no small part due to Black's organizing work. I just want to know what his secret is to 102 years, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from a selfish point of view, for reporters, you know, he was a go-to guy for reporters who want to, you know, write Chicago history stories or put a little context in it. If you call Dr. Black, he was always there because he had probably witnessed it himself. So he's an amazing person, and Chicago is lucky to have had him since 1919.
That's unbelievable. Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good day.
Okay, Bob, you too. Thanks.